And so please let's turn into the Bible, Nehemiah chapter 2. Nehemiah chapter 2. I'll give a brief background before we read two verses in this chapter of Nehemiah. Nehemiah was one of the captives in Babylon and happened to be, as a slave, he rose to become the cupbearer of the king Artaxerxes. And so he had favor from the king and was sent back to his country, Israel, to lead the building of the wall of Jerusalem. So he got to Jerusalem, did reconnaissance, went in the night to see the extent of the damage that needed to be rebuilt, and called his people together, and he made this statement. Nehemiah chapter 2, we'll read verses 17 and 18. Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 17 and 18. Nehemiah speaking here, and he said, "Then I said to them, you see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lies waste, and its gates are burned with fire. Come and let us build the wall of Jerusalem, that we may no longer be a reproach. And I told them of the hand of my God which had been good upon me, and also of the king's words that he had spoken to me. So they said, let us rise up and build. Then they set their hands to this good work." May the Lord bless his words to our hearts in Jesus' name. The subject on which we'll be speaking this morning briefly is, let us rise up and build Nigeria. Let's say that together, please. Let us rise up and build Nigeria. Like I gave the background to this story, a country was in disrepair, had been destroyed. And it, as it was described in this scripture, it had become a reproach. But God raised up Nehemiah, and he went to his people, said to them what the situation was and what needed to be done, and sought their help that they may rise up together and build. And all of them in unison said, let us rise up and build. That is what I believe all of us who are Nigerians, and those who are not Nigerians but are resident in Nigeria, should say, that all of us should rise up and build Nigeria. I would like to take some of the words in this topic one by one. First is us. Can we say us? Many, many times we look at others and we forget about ourselves. I learned a lesson in this church many years ago. For some years, the pastors have envisioned an educational scholarship board to look for indigent students, indigent members of the church to sponsor their education if their parents could not or they didn't have parents. And so we debated, argued, did intellectual analysis for several years. Nothing went off ground. But one year, one of the groups in the church, Covenant Women, amongst themselves, without even taking permission from the pastors, just identified some people and they started sponsoring them. They did it first year, they did it second year, and maybe when it was the third year, the pastors got to know. And let me confess, I was ashamed of myself. This is what we had been trying to do and we could not do for years. See women who just decided amongst themselves and they started doing it. Because of our shame, as a church, we started giving them money to do it. If the husband sees a snake and the wife kills the snake, what is important is that the snake should not escape, isn't it? I learned a big lesson. Some of the people sponsored by Covenant Women are graduates today. Put your hands together for the Lord. So, what I'm saying is, it is us, not them. Everybody is waiting for and expecting somebody to build Nigeria. We keep on criticizing the government, the leaders. What about you? Development and building can start from bottom up. The Lord is depending upon you. The Lord is depending upon me to rise up and build Nigeria. It is us, not them. And us starts with you and I. Us. Rise up is another phrase. It means we need to stop watching. We need to stop this Sidon look. We need to stop looking away. We need to stop criticizing. We need to stop destroying this nation in our own little way. All of us have a part to play, individually and in our groups. Many will say, if you can't beat them, join them. If you are believers, you know you are not only accountable to people, you are accountable to God. You cannot afford to join them. You cannot afford to be like the Joneses. You are first and foremost a child of God. Many of us will criticize the government. They didn't do this. They didn't do that. And when election has come, they will give us 5,000 naira and we'll vote for the wrong person. Nobody could get there if we didn't allow him or her. But because we have given up, we know when they get there, they will embezzle. So let me take my own before they get there. And so the country is getting rotten and rotten and rotten, even 60 years after. Nigeria is a blessed country. If you travel around the world, you will come to that conclusion that Nigeria is blessed. Listen, in this last 2 weeks or so, reading about Nigeria, I found out that the population of Britain, who colonized us, was greater than us in 1960. Britain was bigger than Nigeria, bigger. Now we are 2.5 times bigger than Britain, 60 years after, in terms of population. Out of every 5 black men in the world, all over the world, if you meet 5, out of every 5 black men in the world, 1 is a Nigerian. We are 1/5 of all blacks all over the world. Big country. Blessed by God with good weather. Just be careless and throw your orange seed on your compound. You'll be surprised in a few months, orange will be growing. Good land, fertile land, blessed with mineral resources, blessed with intelligent and hardworking people. I cannot count the number of doctors that I know outside Nigeria doing great exploits who were trained in UCH, in OAU, in Nigerian universities. They are all over the world. They are the best. Nigerians have what I call conquerability. All that it needs, God has done his own, giving us a big country, giving us intelligent, hardworking people, giving us good weather, blessed us with mineral resources. What is left is for you and I to rise up and build Nigeria. It will take our individual efforts. It will take our group efforts. I've said we are going to take the words. I've talked about us. I've talked about rise up. I'll be ending with build. Can we say build? How do we build? I'm not in the construction industry like engineer brother Tunji Murele Esquire. I'm an accountant. I'm a banker. I'm a doctor. I'm a student. I'm a public servant. I'm a trader. How do you expect me to build? Simple. By doing the right thing always. By doing the right thing always. There is a scripture in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, which if you look at it, is not relevant to what we are saying, but we can pick up some things about how God works. Exodus 15, verse 26. Exodus 15, verse 26. God giving a promise to the children of Israel shortly after they left captivity in Egypt. God said to them, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight. That is what I want to underline. And do what is right in his sight. Let me continue. Give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes. I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, from the Lord who heals you. A foundation of God's principles is laid here, that if you want God to help and fulfill His promise in your life, you must do what is right in God's sight, not in man's sight. So if we're going to build as Nigerians, as citizens of Nigeria, and as residents of Nigeria, we need to try as much as lies within our power to do what is right at all times. When nobody is watching, when there's no pastor there, when your husband is not there, when your wife is not there, when your parents are not there, when nobody is there, do what you know God loves you to do. Do what is right in His sight. How do we build? One, we build with our hands. We build Nigeria with our hands. That is, do our civic duty. Pay your tax. Dispose your refuse properly. Do what is right. Don't throw pure water from dam for bus. Do what is right. Don't go and dispose your refuse in the night where nobody will see you, where you know it is wrong. Do what is right in His sight. And then work diligently. Are you a student? Be diligent. Are you a teacher? Be diligent. Are you a public servant? Be diligent. Diligence is becoming strange to public service. Many of us might know, and I would like to remind you if you didn't know, that my wife and myself had the privilege of attending the same primary school. And so when we were going to get married, we thought, who are those who the Lord had used to bless us to become young adults ready to get married? One of the people we concluded on was our head teacher in primary school. I didn't have the privilege of going to nursery school. I went to public primary school, ICC, Olowo, ICC. No, we didn't do Ijakuje. But this man, his name was Mr. Olanrewaju. Oyelade, take your seat. Sit down. As 10-year-old public primary school, he was teaching us phonetics. C-E-A-T. The difference between pronunciation of C-E-S-E-A-T and S-I-T. As somebody from a rural area, he taught us. During the early days, he told our parents, bring them to school to coach. I don't think my parents paid for extra coaching. I was taken in 7 secondary schools, admitted in 7 secondary schools through the diligence of this man in public school. And so we had to invite him and honor him on our reception, wedding reception. Put him on the head table. This man, God used him to be who we are. Diligence in public service. Diligence in whatever you do. Are we to build? Number one, build with your hands. Number two, build with your heart. Build with your heart, that is, build with integrity. Build with honesty. Do what you are going to do, knowing that what is right is what you are doing. Don't take bribe. Don't give bribe. In those days, in one very famous, I won't call it notorious, public office many years ago, there was somebody I knew and I loved as a pastor. And when I heard that he was the greatest bribe taker in his office, I was ashamed. Perhaps you are here and you still take bribe in your office. Perhaps you are here and you say you are a Christian, you are a member of New Covenant Church, and you still do things you are supposed to do free, but you expect gratification. Work. Let us rise up. Build with our heart. I tell you, it is the blessings of the Lord that makes rich without adding sorrow. If you don't know, come and ask me. I know God can bless you if you do what is right. You don't need to cut corners. Build with your heart. In the last 1 or 2 years, we went to receive somebody in the airport, Lagos. And then there were some issues. The person inside could not contact us. We could not contact. And we needed to go in. And the law was that nobody will go in. And so my wife begged a security man to explain the situation. We are going to for this. Please, I promise you, I will go in and come out in the next 2 minutes just to hand over my phone to this person. And the man allowed and went in. Afterwards, I called him. I wanted to say thank you. He said no. I looked at the demeanor of that man. I know he must be a Christian. So diligent. In fact, looking at his face, there was holiness written on him. Whereas he was part of the airport security in uniform. Nice man. I have his name in one of my records. An example of somebody who did public work honestly. Oh, can we say the same of you? Or you complain about politicians, they do this, politicians, they do this. What about you, Christian? Build with your heart. I remember a member of this church many years ago, about 20 years now, was in there in a neighborhood that was developing, and I used to visit them. And they were trying to build a culvert, a gadder, a bridge. And then for years, the bridge was not built. So when I went there with our member, I said, what happened? And he told me what happened. They were going to do the bridge and the community. And the local government said, okay, we will help you. And they wrote to the local government, please help us. And they said they will help. And they said, okay, we will give you this, but you will sign that you will receive this. They were going to sign that they received 10 times more than they were given. Because they refused, the bridge was not built by the local government in this country. May the Lord have mercy on us. People work expecting money for what they are supposed to do free. And when you see people embezzle and embezzle, one thing I found out, are you in church this morning? After people have embezzled and embezzled at old age, they now start a foundation. Have you seen that? Because they realize the vanity of life. With all this wealth, I'm 70, 75, 80. What will I do with all this money that I've taken through avarice? Okay, let us do philanthropy. Why don't you live on your means? God takes care of the cow without a tail. Is that in your Bible? Third Chronicles chapter 3, verse 14. Can you open to Third Chronicles chapter 3, verse 14? Third Chronicles chapter 3, verse 14. Can you open to it? Oh yeah, what does it say? Third Chronicles chapter 3, verse 14. There is no Third Chronicles. He wanted to start to open to it. Build with your hands, build with your heart, build with your mouth. The Bible says in Proverbs 18, verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Do not destroy Nigeria again with your mouth. Somebody sang many years ago, Nigeria, jaga, jaga. How can you sing about your country that it is a jaga, jaga? Even the word looks jaga, jaga. Do not let us join them to destroy this country with our tongues. Because death and life, according to the scriptures, reside in the power of the tongue. Even if you can't bless Nigeria, keep quiet. But it's better to bless Nigeria. NEPA. For many years, we called it never expect power always until they died. Don't let us say negative things about this country. NEPA was called Never Expect Power Always. Were you in Nigeria when it was called like that? And we called it like that until it died. Don't let us say anything negative about Nigeria. Enough of criticism of our leaders. I know many are rejoicing that the president of the United States is COVID positive. I've been praying for him. God does not want the death of sinners. I pray that when he will come back, he will know God. You remember Nebuchadnezzar? After he went for 7 days and came back, he said, Now I believe that there's no other God. May he survive. May he live in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So never wish evil for anybody. Never criticize the country. Let's say,
God bless Nigeria. Can we say it? And finally, I've said build Nigeria with your hands, build Nigeria with your heart, build Nigeria with your mouth. Lastly, let us rise up and build Nigeria with our prayers. Let's rise up and build Nigeria with our prayers. The Bible says in Psalm 122 and verse 6, Psalm 122 verse 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. The Bible enjoins us to pray for our country. If you have prayed for Nigeria today, between 12 midnight and now, can I see your hand up, please? God bless you. But just about 10%. As a Christian, our first duty is to pray for this country. And it is better to pray before you start to pray for yourself. Because when you pray for yourself, you know your prayer points are so many. So pray for Nigeria. Pray for the church. Intercede for those that you know before you start to pray for yourself and your family. When you get into that habit, you find that it's very easy. Bible says, and it was sung in the song presented by the choir, God bless you, choir. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. 2 Chronicles 7, 14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, God promised, I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Bless Nigeria. Let us rise up and build with our hands. Let us rise up and build with our heart. Let us rise up and build with our mouth. Let us rise up and build with our prayers. Can we stand up to pray for this country now? Almighty God, Almighty God, Nigeria shall praise your name. Nigeria shall praise your name. Nigeria shall praise your name. Nigeria shall praise your name.
Almighty God,
Almighty God, Almighty
resources, intelligent and hardworking people. Let's round up our prayers. Can you ask for forgiveness for yourself? For anything that you have done to contribute to the problems of Nigeria? Your acts of commission, your acts of omission,
your criticism, your negative words, not doing work that you are supposed to do, whatever you have done wrong, ask God for forgiveness. And then now ask God for forgiveness for the sins of our leaders who have embezzled, who have cornered the monument for the country for ourselves. Ask for forgiveness for the shedding of blood for all evil. But before you start with yourself. Ask for forgiveness for yourself and then ask for the country. Sister Wumi, can you come? Wumi Elendu, can we get a microphone for her, please? As you just thank God for Nigeria and ask for forgiveness on our behalf.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this nation, Nigeria. Father, we thank you because we are standing because of you. We thank you, O Lord, for the name, your name you have put in Nigeria. We thank you that you have made us a nation that you watch over. We thank you that through all the troubles of Nigeria, you have kept us. Ebola came, you kept us. Coronavirus came, you kept us. All the atrocities in the country, you have kept us. The military coups, you have kept us. The bad leadership, you have kept us. The good leadership, you have kept us. Father, we thank you that your church is still standing. Father, we thank you that you have sent missionaries and leaders out of Nigeria to disciple the nations. Father, we just give you praise. For the resources you have blessed us with, we say thank you. For the human resources, we say thank you. Daddy, we are grateful. And oh Lord God, we ask that you forgive us our sins. In spite of the blessings, oh God, we have disappointed you in many ways. Lord, we ask that you forgive us. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ. We ask, O Lord, that you remember the covenant you have made with this country and have mercy upon us. Father, in the north, we ask that you forgive us. In the south, you forgive us. In the west, you forgive us. In the east, you forgive us. In the federal capital territory, Lord, you forgive us. The sins of the leaders, the sins of the people. We just plead the blood of Jesus. You said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and you are just, that you will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we stand on this word and we plead the blood of Jesus. We have no other argument. We just plead the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for hearing us. Thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for healing us. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen. The last prayer point, my brothers and sisters, we are going to pray that the Lord will touch the heart of our leaders. Two prayers in one. The Bible says in Proverbs 21:1, the heart of a king is in the hand of the Lord. Like rivers of water, God turns it wherever he wills. So we are going to ask their Lord to please touch the hearts of our leaders at all levels. Federal, state, local government, executive, legislature, judiciary, public service, everyone that has one role or the other to play, that God will touch their heart to do what is right at all times. And second part of that prayer is that we are going to take authority over the territorial spirit that makes people to do wrong. There is a prince over every nation, Prince of Persia. You remember in Daniel chapter 10, there is a ruler that makes anybody who is righteous, when he gets to government, will be embezzling you. He will become something else. We are going to take authority over that spirit that makes people to do wrong and commit the hearts of our leaders to the hand of God. Can we pray?
Thank you, precious Father.
Thank you for all that you have done for us in the past. And like we have said, Lord, we have confessed our sins personally today and the sins of this country and our leaders. You are faithful and just to forgive us. And so we ask, Lord, at this time that everyone named by your name in the leadership of this country, using President Muhammad Buhari and Vice President Yemi Osinbajo to represent the executive, Ahmed Lawan Agbajabiamila, the Senate President and Speaker of the Federal House of Rep to represent the legislature, and the Chief Justice to represent the judiciary, Dr. Mrs. Yemi Eson to represent public servants. We ask that everyone that is in public service, either political or civil servant, we ask, oh God, that you will touch their hearts, that they will do what is right at all times. And on our part, we will also do what is right at all times. We stand and bind every territorial spirit that promotes corruption, that promotes injustice and iniquity, that promotes idolatry, cultism, and shedding of innocent blood. We bind your powers over this country. We command you, loose your hold in Jesus' name. We declare Nigeria is blessed. Nigeria is righteous. Nigeria is prosperous. Nigeria is peaceful. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name.